With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. President Trump says there will be no deal struck with Iran except unconditional surrender. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
In response to the Iranian president's statement that some countries have begun mediation efforts to end the war, President Trump said Iran's surrender will be the only acceptable outcome. He wrote online that after a new leader is selected, the United States and its allies will work tirelessly to bring Iran back from the brink of destruction. And he promised that Iran will be economically bigger, better, and stronger than ever before. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Stocks fell again today on the continued war on Iran and an unexpectedly bad jobs report.
American employers unexpectedly cut more jobs than they created in February. Economists had expected the creation of 60,000 new jobs for the month. Instead, employers cut 92,000 jobs. Revisions also cut 69,000 jobs from December and January payrolls. The unemployment rate ticked up to 4.4%. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Clocks will skip ahead an hour at 2 a.m. Sunday for daylight savings time in most of the U.S. Kenneth Wright with the University of Colorado says there are concerns for some as the clock jumps ahead this weekend.
When we're talking about the daylight saving time change now, where we're going to be springing forward, that leads to people getting typically an hour less of sleep. And when we get that 1 hour less of sleep, that initially leads to increased risk of a lot of negative health outcomes. So, for example, we see more deaths on the road for a few days. We see more heart attacks and more strokes.
On Wall Street, the Dow down by 453 points, the NASDAQ dropped 361, the S&P declined 90. This is SRN News. An Indiana man is going to jail for vandalizing a church.
The 21-year-old man was convicted of spray painting satanic symbols on Maple Grove Baptist Church in Plainfield and has been sentenced to 10 months behind bars. Tom Wheeler, U.S. Attorney for the Southern District of Indiana, says, quote, targeting any house of worship because of its faith is an attack on the fundamental freedoms that define our nation. There has been an uptick in attacks on churches in the U.S. over the past several years. Michael Harrington reporting.
Persecution of Christians is on the rise in Southeast Asia as Islam spreads. A new report from International Christian Concern finds the persecution of Christians in the region is complex, damaging, and deep-rooted. It also includes direct, violent, and deadly attacks and incidents, but it also involves immense complex and indirect pressure, problematic laws, and social isolation. This is SRN News. Americans pulled the purse strings tighter at the start of the year.
Retail sales fell 0.2% in January following a flat reading in December. January's figure came in below the forecast of economists who were expecting another flat reading. The report was delayed because of the 43-day government shutdown. Sales at health-related stores were among the worst performers, falling 3% from December. Gas stations saw declines in receipts of 2.9%, and sales at clothing stores fell 1.7% from December. Rich Thomason, Washington.
The U.S. has issued a license that allows business to be done with Venezuela's state gold mining company, Minervan. The move Friday signals the Trump administration's intent to exercise more control over Venezuela's natural resources. More details at SRNNews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters reporting.